everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living, here on Ask the Experts Weekend. I will be your host for this hour. Lucky you. My name is Dr. Natalie Yaley, board-certified doctor of chiropractic, clinical thermography technician, and certified by the American Academy of Thermology for interpretation as a certified physician. We are here live every Saturday from 11 to noon. And if you miss any of the shows or you want to share them with a friend or family member who would benefit from some of the advice and or topics that we discuss, these shows are recorded and they are put on our website. I will tell you that it's not very mobile friendly. So if you go to a desktop, it works a little bit better. But for mobile, a more mobile friendly version of our podcast, you can go to WHIO's website and search Take Two Healthcare. Again, we are here every Saturday from 11 to noon. Our clinic is located at 5777 Far Hills Avenue, kind of the corner of Whip and Far Hills. And we're open Monday through Friday. If you like what you hear and you think that you would benefit by some of the lab testing that we do, our phone number is 937-433-3241. Also, take a good look at our website as well. We recently had it updated later last year, and there's a lot of resources on there, a lot of information. There's some sample reports that you can view. There's lots of case studies, so if you pretty much type in a topic, I guarantee that we've either treated it or have worked with somebody who has very similar symptoms. So I have a lot of information I want to go over with you today. Again, I am certified as a physician certified, which means I do interpret thermography imaging and screenings. Now, thermography is a breast cancer detection tool. It can screen for differences in the breast in regards to vascular findings, nipple temperature differentials, and so on. So if there is a tumor that is needing to grow, it needs something to feed it, right? That's what these blood vessels do. And that is what is detected on a thermogram. Now, we are the only clinic in the Dayton area to not only offer thermography screening for breast cancer detection, but we are the only clinic in the Dayton area that also offers in-house interpretation, which means I do the imaging and I interpret the images and I go over them with the patient. You will not get that anywhere else. If you do, you'll have to pay extra, trust me. But in May, we celebrated Women's Health Month by offering 10% off thermography imaging services, and we imaged 91 women in 1 month. I was very busy that month, and I will tell you that so many women got updated with their screenings. We had a lot of new women come in and get a baseline study done. So I'm just very happy that we are able to help all these women be proactive with not just their breast health in general, but overall metabolic health, because we're doing lab testing now and we're just discovering all these things and helping everyone out. So if you're interested or want more information about thermography, again, check out our website or give us a call, 937-433-3241. So I have a lot of information I want to go over with you today. First of all, in our clinic, we do offer food allergy testing. Now, when I say allergy testing, the type of testing we do does not measure true, quote, food allergies, where symptoms are onset, like right away, immediate and acute. We offer what's called an ALCAT test, and that stands for antigen leukocyte antibody test. You don't have to remember that. Just remember ALCAT test. You can visit their website at cellsciencesystems.com if you want to look and see like what type of panels you can order. But this type of test measures food sensitivities that are delayed, low grade, and chronic. Okay, therefore, someone may not be aware that chronic symptoms are caused by foods regularly consumed or frequently encountered. So this type of testing does not measure like anaphylactic type of immediate responses to food, like people get when they have like a peanut allergy. This type of testing tells us what you're sensitive to long-term, chronically. And the reason why I want to go over this with you and how it may benefit you if you're not healing and repairing, if you have gut issues such as IBS, Crohn's, bloating, constipation, if you're having trouble losing weight, if you have skin conditions or problems that aren't healing. This is even 98% beneficial for weight management as well. 87% beneficial for gastrointestinal disorders. 90% effective for skin disorders. So again, this is called ALCAT testing, A-L-C-A-T, and it's done in the blood. Very easy to do. There's different panels that you can get done. The biggest panel you can get done includes over 450 foods and substances such as chemicals, herbs, functional foods, molds, so environmental exposures that may be harming your system. And like I said, it's not an immediate response type of allergy we're looking at. We're looking at what is causing your inflammation that is not helping you heal and repair any gut problems, weight management, skin conditions, and so on. And by doing this, like I said, you get a blood sample taken, and we use CompuNet, I believe, for this. And the test analyzes how white blood cells react, looking for changes in size and volume, which can indicate a cellular response. And like I said, we can identify up to 450 food and chemicals. That's a lot. The reason why I'm bringing this up is because I have a patient, and I have a case study that I want to share with you right now. And she's been a patient of mine for several years. Chronic inflammation, works third shift. She eats, she still does. She eats out a lot because she doesn't really take the time to make the food that she needs to bring to work. And she gets off at a very late hour. So typically her go-to food preferences after she gets off of work is Burger King. She knows she needs to give it up. She's addicted to soda. Long story short, we've been doing some testing on her, and she's made a lot of changes. She really has, as far as like what she's intaking food-wise and liquid-wise. She switched more to water during the day, but she just, you know, giving up soda is hard for some people, right? So anyways, we've done some testing on her, and she's always had very high inflammatory markers. Her C-reactive protein has been as high as 14 and hasn't budged. Her alkaline phosphatase, LDH, and ESR are all high as well. In fact, her ESR, or her SED rate, is at 51, and it needs to be under 10. All right, so obviously she doesn't feel well, right? But we did a cancer profile on her, and her cancer markers were all healthy. Her diabetic marker had improved. It went from 9 to 6.2, which is really good. That was her A1C. So like I said, she made some changes in her diet, but she was still, you know, eating out, mainly fast food, grab-and-go type of things. But again, presenting with all this inflammation. Diabetic marker had improved. No kidney or liver findings. Thyroid was healthy. No findings of infection. And so we're like, what is going on? So she did the platinum ALCAT test to see, okay, are there food sensitivities that we're not aware of that is causing this inflammation? She came back severely reactive to high fructose corn syrup, which is most likely in her soda and what she is consuming at Burger King, and gluten, very sensitive to gluten. And there was also some colors and dyes that showed up as well. So, you know, the whole point of this is sometimes you don't know what you don't know, right? We had been doing testing on her since 2023, and her inflammatory markers just weren't budging, but everything else was showing healthy. Like I said, her diabetic marker had improved, but with all this inflammation, she still wasn't feeling good. And it came down to these food sensitivities. High fructose corn syrup, and a red dye number, I forget which one it was, and then gluten. Now, she doesn't have celiacs, but she really needs to limit her carbohydrate intake and or switch to a different food. And these were the foods that she was consuming for so many years. And of course, it's causing all this inflammation. And so now with an elimination diet that she's going to start doing, obviously, we'll be retesting these inflammatory markers. We're going to give her a few months, but I really think that this food sensitivity testing can be very beneficial to a lot of people who aren't seeing any improvement with what they're doing. Obviously, you have to rule out other areas, right? That's what's so great about the comprehensive panel that we do. We ruled out liver. We ruled out infection, thyroid. In fact, her cholesterol wasn't even that bad, but it was the foods that she was eating causing a sensitivity and a reaction to these white blood cells, which then increased her inflammatory marker. Like I said, it's a very easy test to get done. There's lots of panels you can choose from. And the website to go to look at those is Cell Science Systems. But I typically sit down with my patients and we go over, you know, what foods that they commonly eat, which panels we should run. And then you get a report back that's about 6 to 7 pages long, I guess, depending on how many sensitivities show up. And it goes over, basically lists your sensitivities as far as severe, moderate, mild, and none. And depending on what you order, as far as the foods you want to look at or the chemicals, environmental factors, molds, those will all show up as well. So that patient now does have to do a lot more work with reading her labels. It's not that she'll go into anaphylactic shock if she consumes those, but by eliminating or reducing those exposures and or intake of those foods, I think she'll feel a lot better. Another thing that she had improved in, was her heavy metal testing. We had got her aluminum improved. So it wasn't even environmental toxins that were causing the inflammation. And like I said, that's what's so great about the panels that we do, is to rule out other concerns and areas that might be affecting those numbers. All right. So we do have to cut to a short break. Don't tune away, because we're going to be going over another case of a Parkinson's patient that I have who is improving. Oh my gosh, his heavy metal testing is improving significantly. I've never seen this before. And then we're also going to be going over some things about the thyroid and what to avoid getting underactive or hypothyroidism. All right, don't tune away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dr. Natalie Yaley. This is Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living, here on Ask the Experts Weekend. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks again for tuning in to Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living, here on Ask the Experts Weekend. We are here every Saturday from 11 to noon. And there's three of us doctors in the clinic, so we kind of rotate on who's available to do the show. You're familiar with Dr. Van Merkel. He's been obviously with the practice now for over 40 years, on air for over 40 years. And kind of we're trying to, you know, take over the role, but obviously, everyone loves to listen to him and his thoughts on a lot of things. And then Dr. Andrew Dyer is with us as well. He does the acupuncture in the clinic, and I do the thermography in the clinic. We are all board-certified doctors of chiropractic, and we all do the science-based nutrition evaluations with lab testing and toxic element testing. Before we had cut to a short break, we were going over what was called the ALCAT testing for food sensitivities to reduce any gut issues or improve weight management, skin disorders, respiratory disorders, stress, depression, and inflammation. So if you're not finding it in your blood, if you're not finding it in toxic element testing, it may be the foods that you're consuming that you might be sensitive to. So anyways, great analysis. If you want more information about that, please schedule an appointment with me and we can go over it together. So one thing that I want to share with you is, again, we did 91 thermography screenings in the month of May for women, to celebrate Women's Health Month. And again, thermography is a breast cancer detection tool. It is approved by the FDA since 1982, but it is approved by the FDA to be used in conjunction with other modalities such as mammograms, ultrasounds, MRI, and lab testing. I had a patient whose thermogram results got a little worse. And I was going over her lab work as well, and her thyroid function was all disrupted. And I was like, can you share with me any other supplements you're taking outside of the program? And this patient was taking a supplement called Oyster Min, M-I-N, by Earthly. Now, I'm not here to bash any company, okay? I just wanted to let you know what's in this product and how it might be affecting you in not a good way. But you're going to have to stay tuned, because I do have to cut to a short break. This is some really interesting information. Something as simple as really knowing what you're putting in your body, really understanding, being under a physician's guidance in what you're taking is very important, because it can affect not just thyroid function, liver function, kidney function, but inflammation in general. So anyways, don't tune away. We'll be right back, and I'll go over more about what this Oystermin product can actually do in a harmful way for you if you're not careful. All right, this is